Once an idyllic street on the edge of town. Now a giant crater. Bricks and mortar ripped apart. This is all that remains after Russian forces targeted the outskirts of Bakhmut in eastern Ukraine. Many people's hearts and souls went into building these homes. The war has destroyed so many. But some people are glad to be alive and grateful for what they have left.
Thank God everything is all right. What is there to be scared about? I have 6 children, 5 sons and 1 daughter, 9 grandsons. I've done everything in life I could.
His feet crunch on shattered windows as he tries to salvage what he can. One of his few neighbors who's still here offers him a cigarette. In the same town, the Russians hit this dormitory with a rocket. We're told it was meant to take out a bunker. Russians frequently use long-range weapons to destroy targets anywhere in Ukraine.
We found all of that stuff today in the morning. When I heard the explosion, I went down on my knees and the shrapnel came over my head.
Some people told us they had seen Ukrainian military in the area. The front lines are not far away. The Russians are making a push for more territory. An ambulance crew heads close to where the battle is taking place. While they wait for casualties from the front line, we're given camouflage for our vehicles.
Just had to take cover because a jet was flying overhead and we had to spread out. But this is what's happening on a daily basis for even those that are trying to help the wounded.
There's no let up in the fighting. We're forced to turn back. The constant sound of heavy artillery can be heard and felt all day and all night. Assad Beg, Al Jazeera, Eastern Ukraine.